Welcome to Miss Penny's Place. This is a very special project I recently completed for a client as a tribute to her mother. Interestingly, when she contacted me to do a light remodel on this home, her goal was to fix it up to sell. But as she took me on a tour of the home, I could tell she wasn't at complete peace with this decision to sell. You see, this was the childhood home she had shared with her mother, Miss Penny, who recently passed away. As she walked me from room to room, something would catch her eye and trigger a memory that she would share about her mother and their time together in the home. By the end of the tour, I not only felt like I understood the house, but I felt like I actually knew Miss Penny. And I regretted never having the pleasure of meeting this spunky, God-fearing, people-loving special lady this side of heaven. Because it was obvious this home held a very special place in my client's heart and she was struggling with the idea of letting it go, I mentioned the idea of keeping the home but renting it out as a short-term rental. This would allow my client a place to come home to when she was visiting her hometown, and it would allow Miss Penny's legacy of love and hospitality to live on through her home as it blessed future guests of Miss Penny's place. My client loved the idea, and a short time later, the renovation began. My goal for the renovation was not only to update the layout and to remedy some of the outdated or broken fixtures of the home, but also to make sure the design told the story of Miss Penny. During my home tour of Miss Penny's house, two elements about the life of this woman stood out to me. She was an extraordinary high school math teacher, and she loved her local church. So these were the two themes I wanted to make sure were represented in the renovation and decoration of the home. My client told me she can rarely visit her hometown without running into past students of Miss Penny who love to tell her stories of their favorite math teacher and the impact she made on their lives. I wanted to pay homage to this memory by bringing in classic schoolhouse items such as the world map I use as a curtain, schoolhouse-style lighting, and chalkboards. It was a little tricky to bring math decor into the equation, but I managed to subtly work it in with a nod to an abacus in this custom window shelf I had built, and you'll even find some multiplication flashcards worked into the decor. As far as Miss Penny's love of Jesus and her local church, I think I could have figured that one out on my own without ever visiting with her daughter, just by stepping inside her pre-renovated home. I found figurines and wall art with different Bible scriptures displayed throughout the home, old Bibles held together with tape and full of handwritten notes in the margins, years of church-wide directories and various cookbooks written by the women of Miss Penny's church. But perhaps the most blazing evidence of her love and loyalty to her local church was the 13-foot pew that proudly occupied one whole wall of what was Miss Penny's small living room. During the renovation, I had the pleasure of visiting with a Sunday school friend of Miss Penny, who laughed while telling me the story of how Miss Penny rescued the pew. She said that when Miss Penny's church of 60-plus years decided to move to a new location, Miss Penny found out that the old pews would not be making the move to the new building. She decided she wanted to bring one home. Her friend said she tried to talk her out of it because she could not imagine how or where she was going to fit this pew in her small home. But Miss Penny insisted she would find a way, and sure enough, she did. Knowing how important this pew was to her, I wanted to make sure to figure out a way to use it during the renovation. So my talented cabinet guy reconfigured it, and now it sits proudly as a banquette nestled around Miss Penny's old dining table. I was also able to use the old songbook and communion cup holders as bookshelves in one of the kids' bedrooms. This ended up being a fun renovation and one that my client felt captured the true essence of what was important to her mother. This project got me thinking about what my life and my home says about me and the legacy that I will one day leave. It was clear after just spending an hour in Miss Penny's home with her daughter that Miss Penny had a deep love for her family, students, friends, church, and Jesus, and she shared her joy, love, life, and home with all those with whom she came in contact. Not only would I love for the same to be said about me, I feel this is something God desires to be said of all of his children. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9, Moses relays the following command from God to the Israelites. Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength, and you must commit yourself wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you're at home and when you're on the road, when you go to bed and when you're getting up. Tie them on your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. From this scripture, we can see that our love for the Lord should be so strong that it penetrates every aspect of our lives and shows up in our relationships, our jobs, and our homes. This was evident in the life of Miss Penny, and it's my hope that her home continues to minister to all those that find respite within these walls in the years to come, and inspires us to do the same in our homes. Thanks for following the story of this renovation. And join me next time as we learn about God's restoration in our lives.